Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reesa.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this lovely overcast Monday morning here in Los Angeles?
You got a little overcast over there, huh?
Absolutely. It's supposed to rain. We need it.
Yeah, we could use a little bit of rain, but, you know, we're going into November, so I guess we have to anticipate a little bit. So through November, we can have a cloud or two, maybe. You know, I mean, I don't think we're going to have any snow, but it's just, it's Thanksgiving month, so here we go.
And, well, actually, you know, they're opening up the cold weather shelters early for the homeless today in Los Angeles because they're sleeping in the riverbeds, and they're expecting flash floods. So
make it
natural, real rain. You never know.
Well, they've been going back and forth with the El Nino scenario with the, is the water warm enough? Is that going to cause rain? Then they said, no, it's not going to be so bad. And now they're leaning back towards we could be having rain. So, you know, what you talked about before, if you have any leaks or any situations, like areas that may get a little bit too much water, you got to work on it now before it comes.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that brings us up to Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
Well, on a very sad note, I just want to mention our dear friend Sam Sapong, who did pass away last week. There was a memorial service last night. And
yes, indeed.
Sam was just one of the sweetest men that I know. I would go to his events. Eric would often give events with Sam, and they worked together. And I would go to the events, and I would, next to you, I'd be the oldest person there. But Sam was always so sweet to me. He always would make sure that I was comfortable and I was okay and that I was right along with the gang. I was just part of the crew, too. So, you know, Sam Sapong, rest in peace. You definitely made an impression on people when you are alive, and you will be sorely missed.
Yes, that's for sure. And
then I also just wanted to bring up the play that I'm doing this week. It's called Angry Insecure Men. It's going to be at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater on Friday and Saturday night of this week. It's going to be a really important show as far as addressing domestic violence. A lot of women don't know that they can get out of domestic violence, that there are ways that they can get help. There are people they can talk to. There are even organizations that will help them get out of those situations. So that will be this Friday and Saturday evening, Wilshire Bell Theater. You can call the Wilshire Bell Theater to find out how to get tickets. They're reasonably priced. And it's going to be an interesting evening in theater. So you'll laugh a little, cry a little. You might even be able to relate to it a little bit. And definitely if you know someone who's in a domestic violence situation, bring them on out to the Wilshire Bell on Friday and Saturday. And what's your
All
hot
right.
topic, Jim?
Well, and, you know, I'm just following up. Sam was he was quite a guy. You know, he was Eric's best friend in the business, and you know, he was really close. They were close. Sam used to call Eric, and Eric would call him when they'd come up with certain situations, certain events they're doing, and Sam would travel overseas, and he'd call Eric, and this is what's going on. And they would be on the phone for hours. And through the years, and this is, you know, going back 10 years, it really did affect Eric. When he heard the news, it was, it really did get him because as we grew up, we find out that these kind of things happen in life. And, nothing can go as planned. Like, if you want to give God a lap, tell him your plans, like I said. And this was a real loss at his young age. But, I remember back to all the different events and how they would plan certain situations, and you know, they were both excited about a certain shoot they were doing, or they had the dancers and the choreographing, and they were interlinked with all this. And I'll tell you, Eric spent a lot of time on the phone. He's received a lot of calls, and God bless, and prayers for his family. And guys, send your prayers out for Sam, you know. And he will be missed, you know, because, you know, I myself had talks with him. And he was a great guy. But anyway, Aretha, that's I'm just going to set aside my topic. I'll go over it next week. It's basically going to be touching on the subject of letting go. And it relates to, you know, as we get older, I talk to boomers, and one of their situations is, you know, it leans towards accumulating many things in our life. And that was going to be my time. So I'm going to cover that next week. But for now, I just wanted to say God bless you, Sam, and prayers for his family. And it's been a loss for Eric. And we also, I believe you knew Fred Thompson. He was about 73.
Well, I didn't know him personally, but yes, he also passed away.
Yeah, Law and Order, and he's senator.
Yeah.
Of course, and again, he had a full life, 73 years old. And, boy, with all the stuff Sam had accomplished at by his age, it was amazing. All the footage he accumulated and everything. He created quite a stir.
Right.
He would show up.
They both will be missed. And just a quick program note, you know, we've got the magazine release coming up soon. Shelley Hunt's going to be on the cover of the magazine. It's going to be December 19th?
I believe so.
You're supposed to know these things, Jim. December
19th. I'm not doing too good.
It's going to be
not
a
doing
great,
too good keeping up.
I know. It's going to be a great gala event. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out all the details for the Easy Way Broadcasting magazine that's going to be coming out. Shelley Hunt. I love Shelley Hunt. She's a wonderful woman. Shelley is on the cover. It's going to be all kinds of exciting stuff in there. You'll be able to keep up with what's going on the Easy Way on the magazine. And that brings us to our first commercial.
Welcome to easywaybroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the Easy Way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or easywaybroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Dooley app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join Easy Way on all of his fun adventures. Easy Way has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Dooley app for free.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Okay, I'm going to assume since we're going to tech time, our guest isn't on the line yet. So, today to tech time, I'm going to talk about sending large files. You know, a lot of people want to send large files, maybe raw footage on of camera files or video files. You know, if you shoot more than a minute, but anywhere between a minute and 2 minutes of videotape, and you try to email it, it won't send. But there are ways that you can do it. And you just have to Google one of these file sending platforms so you can send the larger, you know, several gigabytes worth of material to someone. There's one, I think, called SendLargeFiles.com. There's a bunch of them out there. And all you have to do is take your footage that's on your phone or your iPad and you upload it to these websites. They actually host the video, and then you can send a link to your friend, your publisher, your whoever, to that file, and they can download it from that website. It's really useful when you want to, say, send home movies to the folks back east. You can't get them up on Facebook because they're too long or whatever, or you don't want the whole world to see it. You can send it privately through these different file sharing sites. It's really easy to do. You just follow the directions. It may take a while, so don't get impatient. We were sending some large files last night, and, you know, the person was saying, I don't think it's going. It's going. Okay, don't worry about it. It takes a little while. It could take 5, 10, even 15 minutes, depending on how large your file is, for it to upload. It downloads on the other end a lot faster than it takes to upload it. So if you have large files and you've tried to email them, it's not your device, it's not the file. It's that if it's over a two-minute video or over really a minute video, to be safe, or if it's large picture files, those are usually what they are. Or if you're trying to send lots of pictures, say 10, 20 pictures, and it won't send in one email, upload it to one of these file sharing platforms. Like I said, it's really easy to follow. Just follow the directions, and it will preserve it up there. It's a good way to use a backup also, because most of them will give you several gigabytes of space for free, and they will host that video, especially if it's something, you know, the baby's first birthday, you know, grandpa's 100th birthday, whatever it is. You can host those files up there, and they're good. So if there's a fire, if there's a flood, if your device breaks and gets lost, then that file is hosted up there in the cloud, and you can always pull it back down. So check out file sharing websites and save your big files.
More interesting stuff from Rita regarding all that tech stuff. Very good, Rita.
Yeah, now, is our guest on the line?
I think we have him on the line.
Okay, we have a guest today.
His name
is Gil Soros. He is a male model, ladies. Mm. I saw him last night, and believe me, he is a male model. Gil, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, and you?
Hello, Gil.
Gil, this is my co-host, Jim.
Hello, y'all. How are you doing? Thanks for taking some time out of your day and calling us.
Baby boomer, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Now, you don't
now,
sound
people,
like a baby boomer, y'all. I think you're a little young, y'all.
He's not a baby boomer. And people might say, what are you doing on the baby boomer show? But a lot of us have grandchildren or children who want to get into different professions like acting or modeling. And Gil is a model who was actually on the Ellen show last week. So, Gil, tell us about being a male model in L.A.
Well, it's very interesting because it's really different from where I came from. I came from Portugal, and it's very different. And I was very excited to come to L.A. I had, like, two opportunities to come to L.A. last year, and I denied all of them. So just November last year, I decided to come, and I never get back. Since then, I'm here. 3 years. So it's
and where is
incredible.
It that you came from?
I'm sorry?
Where is it that you moved here from?
I moved from Portugal.
Oh, Portugal. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. So is there a big weather change from there to here? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Here's, like, sun all year. Like, we have seasons in Portugal, so now actually it's kind of cold. It's going to snow probably in November, December. So, yeah, very different.
Well, I hope you don't miss it because come December and January, it's still going to be 75, 80 degrees. So I hope that's not too hard on you.
Yeah, it's going to be like last year, like surprising for me in December, like going to the beach, and it's really different.
Oh, you can't beat it. Yeah.
So how did someone break into modeling in Los Angeles, Gil?
Well, I normally travel a lot. I stay like 1-2 months each country. I've been doing this for 5 years. And I was always just curious to come to L.A. So I had an opportunity, and the first time I was like, I wasn't sure to come because I always travel alone. So it's always a little hard to decide to leave another country by yourself. So I just take a chance, and I love it. It's been great for me.
And how did you get on the Ellen show?
Oh, Ellen, I don't know. I think it was like the producer. He called to my agency, and he said he wants a guy for the show for the cat week. It was on Tuesday. And they want a guy with a great body, and they did a big casting from many agencies. And in the end, they decided to pick me, and they called me. And they did a little interview with me, and, you know, and it was like Friday night, something like that. And they booked me for Monday or Tuesday. Well, it was amazing.
And
cool.
And you played a fireman.
Oh, yeah. I didn't expect that. Actually, I didn't know what I need to do. So when I got there, it's like, oh, you're going to be a fireman. I was like, what? Okay. So you're going to go there, and you're going to basically take your clothes. So it was exciting. Was
oh,
really,
I can share that one. Yeah, I was a fireman back around Chicago.
Oh, for real?
For real.
A real one.
Yeah. Smoky buildings and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I was going to say, Jim, you put fires out. Gil starts them. Okay. like you said, you've been modeling for 5 years. What type of jobs have you worked on?
I'm sorry, which type of what?
What kind of jobs have you worked on modeling?
Oh, I started with runway shows. This was like one of my first jobs. I started Fashion Week in Portugal. That's where I start. And after I traveled to Milan and Italy, and I did Fashion Week there and prints. And now I can do more commercials because when you start getting a little older, you start doing more commercial things because you get a little bigger, like body, and, you know, it's just different. So, yeah, I do basically like prints, runway shows and commercials. And hopefully in the future I will do some acting. Probably I'll lose my accent. I don't know. Like, I will see what's the best for me, and I will try.
Yeah.
Now, what's old for a model since you're a little older? How old are you?
How old are me? I just become 26 this month.
26.
Yeah, I'm a Libra.
So about what is the lifespan of a model? When does a model's career start winding down?
Well, for me, I like to be busy all the time. So even when I have no castings or when I'm not working this week or I know I'm going to be a little quiet, I'm start studying. I speak four languages. I speak Italian, Spanish, and English and Portuguese. So I have nothing to do, I learn language, or now I'm doing a course, a personal training course. So I make myself busy. I like to be busy all the time.
So
yeah.
You stay fit by doing being a person, or you're studying to be a personal trainer, but what type of workouts do you do?
I do pretty much everything because everyone is different and it depends off your goal. If you want to lose weight, if you want to gain muscle, you know, if you want to just be lean and toned. So it's basically different with everyone, but for me, for myself, I do a lot of cardio because I don't want to be like really big. I want to be just like toned and you know, like good looking, but not that big. Because when I do runway shows, we need to fit in the suits, and I cannot be that big because otherwise I'm not gonna fit. So normally I do a lot of cardio and I do some weights too. I do yoga. And I do some martial arts too. I do Muay Thai for like 4 or 5 years. So,
cool.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Now, Gil, question for you. When you came out here, I don't know if it was kind of a little culture shock, but the cost of L.A. is a little expensive if you're in the market for a home or renting and so on. Does the income for, you know, in the modeling career, does it keep up with the cost of living in L.A.?
Yeah, actually, before I came to L.A., I've been in New York, so I kind of get used to it because New York and L.A. is, like, kind of, for me, kind of the same. But, yeah, definitely in the United States is very expensive compared with the rest of the world because in Europe it's definitely cheaper to rent a house.
New York is cheaper?
No,
Europe.
Europe
is
definitely
cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you after New York. And so New York I know is very expensive, so I was kind of prepared. I knew that L.A. is going to be kind of the same. And it's expensive.
Yeah, some people come over from the Midwest or, you know, some state, and they sell their 3-acre home, their 5,000 or 3,000 square foot home, and they expect to get the same, and they find out they can only buy a condo here.
So oh, they
it's shocked. Well, I'm glad that it's working out that way.
Well, like I said, ladies, I saw Gil last night, and Gil definitely has been working out, and if you want to see him, you can check him out. I'm sure the Ellen shows, they have it on YouTube and Ellen TV, I think she calls it. So you can check out Gil. He was on last Tuesday. He's the hot fireman. And I'm going to get a picture to Sophia to put up on the website. And for ladies, for those of you who didn't go trick-or-treating, I'm telling you, Gil is a little eye candy. So, matter of fact, Gil, let me ask you this, Gil.
Reason.
Does it bother you for women to objectify you? Because there were a bunch of women there last night, and we were all going goo goo gaga. Does that bother you?
No.
They like you.
I also have an Instagram, so in case you guys want to see it, take a look. He's like 10, Gil Suarez. So you guys can check me out if you're curious, if you want to see the videos or jobs about me, and it's my page, my personal page.
Okay, that's
cool.
Gil, G-I-L, Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S, on Instagram.
Exactly.
Do you have Facebook or anything else?
Yeah, I have Facebook, too. It's Gil Suarez, the same thing.
Same one, okay.
Okay, so check out Gil. Gil, thank you for taking time to speak with us today. And
thank you,
we had a great time. We hung out at the Magic Castle last night, saw some great magic shows. There was a bunch of us, and we had a great time.
Definitely.
So thanks
thank
for
you
waking
so much.
Up
it was
early.
A pleasure. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, as the years go on, I talk to people about situations, the baby boomers. It's a different, you know, it's a different scenario when people retire. And, they relate to the proverbial stuff, you know, how things get, built up over the years, and they just get cluttered. You know, a clean house is basically good for you, a clean, organized house, and it's healthy, too. When you see a messy, cluttered room overflowing with stuff, boxes, I figure you've not opened in years. You ever have that happen? It clutters your mind, and you feel like you've fallen behind overall, you know, because you're not keeping up with stuff. It can be depressing and also dangerous. When things pile up so much that they sit for years, they attract critters, little critters. Which brings in food, the little critters brings in food, and they start gnawing little holes in the boxes, and they can wind up living in those boxes. They chew through them. All right, so it's just, instead, take some of that stuff, just take it out somewhere, if you have backyard or whatever, get out and get those plastic containers, and just get enough stuff that the things you must have, and get rid of the rest. Have a garage sale, give it to a charity, whatever, just get rid of stuff. Empty the room that has been an eyesore, clean it up, obtain it, then put back only what you think you must have. Put back a couple of your containers and the stuff, the rest of it, like I said, get rid of. All those things are just a burden. They're just a burden on you and a waste of time and space. You'll be amazed on how good you will feel when you wake up the day after you've completed your task and defeated the stuff project. Okay? Defeat the stuff. And look,
that's easy. That's easy for you to say, Jim.
Come on. But, you know, that happens, you know, so clean up that room, you know, and you'll feel better. You'll take a deep breath and go, oh, look at it. But it doesn't mean that the room is clean and now you can get more stuff. But, you know, Rita, I'm saying this because I just tackled a room the other day. And, boy, I look out there and I'm going, wow, it feels good. And, Rita, you remember I talked about the Hope Tour, right? So, we're going to have the launch of the Hope Tour. And we'll get all the information. We got John Namer and I. We're going to be visiting Chalk and Miller Hospital and several of the children's hospitals and sharing a little bit of positive, basically, is what it is. And because, you know, you're familiar, there's too much doom and gloom with the cancer scenario. And we're going to see if we can wrangle a couple of the I asked one of the nurses, and I said, who would the kids like for us to bring down, and they mentioned some of the Disney kids, so we're going to see if we can gather up a couple of them and go down there. And I was thinking of doing a little skit type scenario where the kids could be the producers and the directors, and they could maybe put little something together, a little show together, so I don't know, putting it all together. But it's going to be the Hope Tour, and basically bring in a little bit of positive, you know, because, you know, Rita, as we talked about before, the state of mind is really important. I told you about the Larry King scenario where they ask him, give us one show, and he's done 1,000 shows. And he said, you know what, I do have one that came to mind. And he said, the people on my show never agree if there's a certain subject that comes up. They always have a difference of opinion. On this one show, he had 6 different people, and of those people, they were the most extreme that you can imagine. They were 3 religious and 3 science people. And he thought, oh, these people will never agree. And they made a comment, and he couldn't believe it. He almost fell off his chair. All 6 people nodded their head in agreement for the comment. The way in which you think determines the outcome. And, you know, they all agreed. And so that's the whole scenario here, is we're going to try to bring the positive thought, because it affects you. You know, if you think doom and gloom, oh, I'm sick, I don't feel good, blah, 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 and that's not going to help to reach your goal of getting well. And, you probably went through that. I've been through it. And the guys I was with at the VA, the ones that thought that the chemo was bad for you, they all got sick. I had tons of it. I never got sick because I thought the chemo was like a
bite. Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
That's the Eric Zuli app. If you weren't paying attention, you need to pay attention. The Eric Zuli app. It's available at the Apple Store, Google Play. It's absolutely free. It's the way to keep up with all things Easy Way. You'll be able to find out about the tours, about everything that's going on. It's the best way on earth to stay connected with corporate holiday. Corporate Hollywood, too early in the morning. I don't do that corporate thing, what can I say? But it really, you can get so much information. Just go to whatever app store, look up the Eric Zuli, that's E-R-I-C, Z as in zebra, U-L-E-Y, the Eric Zuli app, and you can find out all things Easy Way.
He has been working on that site. Boy, I'll tell you, the people have told me, he says, wow, your son's site is just beyond belief. It's amazing. It's you know, easywaybroadcasting.com. And, you know, Reza, that other one that's getting big, that Periscope, he started that not too long ago. And, boy, he's got a couple hundred thousand of these people on there, a bunch of, I don't know, whatever it is. He got a lot of people.
Follow him. I saw y'all eating breakfast out in the middle of the night one night on Periscope.
I'm a little uncomfortable sometimes.
You can really follow Eric just step by step, day by day. Because he broadcasts a lot on Periscope. And Periscope's another easy app. Just go to the App Store, download Periscope, and you can follow Eric and Jim and not so much me. I do some Periscope. But
every time I think of Periscope, I think of World War II. I don't know. But anyway, Reese.
Yes, it is. It's like being able to look up and see the world that's above you.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we're out of time, Jim.
Bye.
And we will be back next Monday morning, 10 a.m., right here on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Make sure download the Eric Zulli app. And just have a wonderful November. It's a new month.
Yeah, and start getting prepared for the holidays. Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting, the Easy Way app. Okay, thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will be talking to you next week, and it'll be here before you know it. Start getting prepared for the holidays. So long, folks. So long, Reese.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Zulli app for free. Get the Easy Way experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join EasyWay on all of his fun adventures. EasyWay has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Zulli app for free.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.